Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 10, Dhruva Maharaja's Fight with the Yakshas. Verses 1 through 30, Dhruva's brother Uttama killed by the Yakshas. The great sage Maitreya then said, "My dear Vidura, thereafter Dhruva Maharaj married the daughter of Prajapati Shishumar, whose name was Brahmi, and two sons named Kalpa and Vatsara were born of her. The greatly powerful Dhruva Maharaj had another wife named Ila, who was the daughter of the demigod Vayu. And by her, Dhruva begot a son named Utkala, and a very beautiful daughter. Dhruva Maharaj's younger brother Uttama, who was still unmarried, once went on a hunting excursion and was killed by a powerful yaksha in the Himalaya mountains. Along with him, his mother, Suruchi, also followed the path of her son, for she also died. So when Dhruva heard of the killing of his brother Uttama by the yakshas in the Himalaya mountains, becoming overwhelmed with lamentation and anger, Dhruva got on his chariot and went out seeking victory over the city of the yakshas, Alaka Puri. Dhruva went to the northern direction of the Himalayan range, and in a valley, Dhruva saw a city full of ghostly persons who were followers of Lord Shiva. My dear Vidura, as soon as Dhruva Maharaj reached Alaka Puri, immediately he blew his conch shell, and the sound reverberated throughout the entire sky and in every direction. The wives of the yakshas then became very much frightened. From their eyes it was apparent that they were full of anxiety. O hero Vidura, the greatly powerful heroes of the yakshas, unable to tolerate the resounding vibration of the conch shell of Dhruva Maharaj, then came forth from their city with weapons and attacked Dhruva. Dhruva Maharaj, who was a great chariot driver and certainly a great bowman also, immediately began killing the yakshas by simultaneously discharging arrows three at a time. When the heroes of the yakshas saw that all their heads were being thus threatened by Dhruva Maharaj, they could very easily understand their own awkward position, and so they concluded that they would certainly be defeated. But as heroes, they lauded the actions of Dhruva. And just like serpents, who cannot tolerate being trampled upon by anyone's feet, the yakshas, being intolerant of the wonderful prowess of Dhruva Maharaj, threw twice as many arrows, six from each of their soldiers, and thus they very valiantly exhibited their prowess. The yaksha soldiers were 130,000 strong, all greatly angry and all desiring to defeat the wonderful activities of Dhruva Maharaj. With full strength, they showered upon Maharaj Dhruva, along with his chariot and chariot driver, various types of feathered arrows, parighas, or iron bludgeons, nistringshas, swords, prasashulas, tridents, parashvadhas, lances, shaktis, pikes, rishtis, spears, and bushundi weapons. Dhruva Maharaj was completely covered by an incessant shower of weapons, just as a mountain is covered by incessant rainfall. all the Siddhas from the higher planetary systems were observing the fight from the sky. And when they saw that Dhruva Maharaj had been covered by the incessant arrows of the enemy, they roared tumultuously, "Oh, the grandson of Manu, Dhruva, is now lost!" They cried that Dhruva was just like the sun, and that now Dhruva had set within the ocean of the Yakshas. Now being temporarily victorious, the Yakshas exclaimed that they had indeed conquered Dhruva Maharaj. But in the meantime, Dhruva's chariot suddenly appeared, just as Niharad Iva Bhaskara, the sun, suddenly appears from within the foggy mist. Dhruva Maharaj's bow and arrows twanged and hissed, causing lamentation in the hearts of his enemies. Dhruva began to shoot incessant arrows, shattering all the Yaksha's different weapons, just as the blasting wind scatters the assembled clouds in the sky. The sharp arrows released from the bow of Dhruva Maharaj pierced the shields and bodies of the enemy like thunderbolts released by the King of Heaven, which dismantled the bodies of mountains. My dear Vidura, the heads of those who were cut to pieces by the arrows of Dhruva Maharaj were decorated very beautifully with earrings and turbans. The legs of their bodies were as beautiful as golden palm trees. Their arms were decorated with golden bracelets and armlets, and on their heads there were very valuable helmets bedecked with gold. All these ornaments, lying on the battlefield, were very attractive and could bewilder the mind of any hero. The remaining Yakshas, who somehow or other were not killed, had their limbs cut to pieces by the arrows of the great warrior Dhruva Maharaj. Thus they began to flee, just as elephants flee when defeated by a lion. Dhruva Maharaj, the best of human beings, observed that in the great battlefield, not one of the opposing soldiers was left standing with proper weapons. Dhruva then desired to see the city of Alakapuri, but Dhruva thought to himself, no one knows the plans of these mystic Yakshas. In the meantime, while Dhruva, doubtful of his mystic enemies, was talking with his chariot driver, they heard a tremendous sound as if the whole ocean were now present, and they found that from the sky a great dust storm was coming over them from all directions. And within a moment the whole sky was overcast with dense clouds, and severe thundering could be heard. And there was also glittering electric lightning and severe rainfall. My dear faultless Vidura, in that rainfall there was blood, mucus, pus, stool, urine, and marrow falling heavily before Dhruva Maharaj, and there were trunks of bodies falling from the sky. Next, a great mountain became visible in the sky, and from all directions hailstones fell, along with lances, clubs, swords, iron bludgeons, and great pieces of stone. Dhruva also saw many big serpents with angry eyes vomiting forth fire and coming to devour him, along with groups of mad elephants, lions, and tigers. Then, as if it were the time of the dissolution of the whole world, the fierce sea with foaming waves and great roaring sounds came forward before Dhruva Maharaj. The demon yakshas are by nature very heinous, and by their demoniac power of illusion, they can create many strange phenomena to frighten one who is less intelligent. When the great sages heard that Dhruva Maharaj was being overpowered by the illusory mystic tricks of the demons, immediately the great sages assembled to offer Dhruva auspicious encouragement. Autanapada Bhagavangstava Sharangadanva Deva Kshinotu Avatarnarti Haro Vipakshan. Dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapada, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sharangadanva, who relieves the distresses of his devotees, kill all your threatening enemies. Yan nama deyam abhidaya nishamya chadha loka anjasa tadati dustaram anga mrityum. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. Therefore, simply by hearing and chanting the holy name of God, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. Recorded August 31, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Bajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Dulabha Manava Janama Satsange Daraha Evava Sindhure. Dulabha Manava Janama Satsange Daraha Evava Sindhure. Bajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Dulabha Manava Janama Satsange Karaha Evava Sindure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Yulabha Manava Janama Satsange Karaha Evava Sinture Maya Mekang Charanti De Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam.
O mind, just worship Sri Nanda Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who was known as Krishna and Govinda. His lotus feet make one fearless. Try to understand that this human life is a rare opportunity, and therefore the most important thing is satsanga, the association of saintly devotees. And in this way, we will cross over Bhava Sindhu, the ocean of worldly existence.